I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Mission Aviation Fellowship is on high alert as fighting has resumed in Sudan and rebel offensives continue in Chad. President of MAF Kevin Swanson says Chad is a major concern for their base in the capital.
The rebel activity has actually been moving closer and closer to the capital, to the point where a lot of mission organizations, MAF included, have decided that it is time to evacuate their staff, get them out of harm's way.
Renewed fighting in Sudan is forcing UN and Christian groups out of the country. MAF is helping to evacuate them. Next, Hope Givers International's first ever Haiti medical missions trip was a success. Hope Givers' Robbie Brumberg says their team served in Wanamint near the Dominican Republic border. They set up a mini health clinic, trained staff, and ministered. Their goal? To support Pastor Willio Joseph, a partner who leads a church and runs a school in an orphanage there.
Pastor Willio is very passionate about saving children, but also he wants to see each one come to know our Lord, you know, personal relationship with him. So that is his main focus, that's his main drive, and that's what he does every day.
And Global Aid Networker Gain USA's Tim Burns says deadlines are drawing near for their Kazakhstan and Belarus trips. Despite scattered reports of harassment, Burns says they go in to support partners already on the ground. Gain USA is looking for more people to be a part of these trips, but he warns they'll be very hands-on.
People are handing out the gifts to these kids. We're taking things into these facilities. We are personally sharing the gospel with everybody that we come in contact with, every site that we go to.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Christmas is approaching. For a gift of any amount, M&N will send you Christmas, Let the Earth Rejoice, featuring Larnell Harris and others. Keep it or give it to a friend. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get it at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.